This is the Sha'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e Qurb-e Mahabbat.
Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Agar che raah taqwa mein hazaron hum bhi aate hain. Agar che raah taqwa mein hazaron hum bhi aate hain magar jo aashiq sadiq hai hum ko sehta rehta hai. Magar jo aashiq sadiq hai hum ko sehta rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Sila ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. Sila ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. Ke aashiq ro rehte hai sanam khud so rehta hai. Ke aashiq rote rehte hai sanam khud so rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi. Khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi to apne ko do rehta hai to apne
unki aazari par
فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے بس بے مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بس بے مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جل قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جل سے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو میروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر جو میروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful poem of our honored illustrious Dala Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waq Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu and it is beyond me to translate this poem the reality of it the letter that we learn from our honorable Hazrat And their tawajjuh, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to say those words that are beneficial for myself and the entire ummah and grant us the true reality that Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to become the beloveds of Allah. And Hazrat is explaining here now a very high stage. If you keep firm in this path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and you hold the hands of one of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat is explaining a very great stage of ecstasy that jalsa-e qurbe muhabbat. That in this love, in this part of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalsa is like the part, Hazrat explains, one explanation is like the between the two sajdas. When we go for our first sajda, then we are taught also to make this muraqaba minha khalaqnakum. That Allah ta'ala created us from the sand. Today we are making sajda on carpet, so we don't realize this reality. But as we heard over and over, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Laylatul Qadr, 23rd night of Ramadan Sharif, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak countenance lifted from sajda, then they were on the forehead of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was like mud, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that was what closeness Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never imagine. So today we should realize that our body is created from sand and water. And Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is explaining this. As you tread this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, in the beginning Hazrat explained one of the initial poems
when he was still a young personality in the company of his Sheikh, Mon Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali. Then that poem in which we mentioned, we hame kuch khabar nahi thi, teda dard kya hai ya Rab. We didn't know, oh Allah, what is the thing like your love. We knew where to make ibadat, we knew where to stay away from guna, etc. But above that is to do it only for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat used to explain, we shouldn't be, Allah ta'ala to encourage us, and that is we should keep in mind, iman wa ihtisaba. Any action we do, it's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have iman, and that's what we come here to learn. Iman is that conviction, that truth, as Hazrat over and over explains, that burning iman in the heart, that come what may, I will not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are the slaves of Allah. A slave doesn't deserve any reward. He doesn't deserve anything. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion purchased a slave. In the early days, there were slaves in the market. So a slave you purchase, it's your asset, it belongs to you. So when the slave, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, brought him home, then he asked him, what's your name? Astonishing answer he gave to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. He was shocked. He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master gives him, that's his name. So Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi asked him, where would you like to sleep? He says, what choice has a slave got? Wherever the master allows him to sleep, he will sleep. And like that he asked him 2-3 questions. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi was extremely astonished. He went into his house, he came out, he gave him a gift and he said, I freed you today. So slave was more astonished. That he said, I hardly stayed with you for one day. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, you taught me how to be the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah Ta'ala commands us, we have to be get up and we have to be in the masjid for Fajr Salah, then what eagerness before time. I must make sure I make my preparation before time. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. And we don't deserve this very high position. But Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-mustaqim initially is the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as you carry on this path, then it becomes deeper and deeper. And that is why the mashayikh, on behalf of all the mashayikh, they say, and they give us guidance, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat kirame. On your own, you won't able to go to the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And, hum chal rahe tumhare saath, tum hamare saath chalo. That they say, we are going through the spot, we followed our elders, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it all reaches through the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, we can't imagine. So to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important thing is, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, if you want the love of Allah, or many of us like myself, I think I've got the love of Allah, but my barometer to check that how conscious am I on practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every moment of my life, am I loving my life according to the commands of Allah, and that is the Radha of Allah. And the Radha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they reach the peak of their life, one of the du'as Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to make, and we all should try and make this, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an'amala salian tarrah. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Said, O Allah, give me tawfiq to make shukr on the favors that you blessed me, and you blessed my parents, and أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِمَتَكَ اللَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. What is the real shukr? That I do good deeds, those actions that are pleasing to you. Many of us, we think we are performing namaz, for example, but in reality, is it pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those good deeds, وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِيًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And then be worried, oh Allah, make my islah of my families and my relatives and the whole ummah. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And keep on, إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Oh Allah, I make tawbah, please forgive me. I try my best to make the next moment of my life a better moment. Then Hazrat explains, when you tread the spot, Mufassirin, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote that Allah Ta'ala explains this ayat in the 26th para, that when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached his age of 40, and then Allahu Akbar, he was only, at that time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 42 years old. In 2 years, because in his childhood days he was in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, at least by the time you become 40, physically you are strong, matured, but your mind also, your heart should be matured enough to realize that it is nothing from my side. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam. Then all the time you'll be begging Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq to make shukr. And shukr is to see that am I holding the hands of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And till malakul maut don't come, a person will not be at ease. He'll be worried that am I doing those good deeds that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with me. So Hazrat says, as you tread the path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you'll get moments in your life, just like that small time in the jalsa, that you realize when I came in the world already, my parents, they announced the azan in my one ear, Allahu Akbar, that you come in the world here to be obedient slave of Allah. And in the other ear already they announced the iqamah, that namaz is up already. So we see when a janazah is placed, do we ever hear azan and iqamah? Azan is given already. And iqamah is also given. When the iqamah is given, the imam doesn't wait. Whoever can be late, Allah save us, that we should make a concerted effort to be in the masjid. And this is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in the company of our beloved Shaykh and all the lovers of Allah. We find Hazrat teaches us that Hazrat, our elders, not only they used to make an effort to be early in the masjid, but they used to be worried, concerned that I mustn't miss my takbir-e-ula. Hazrat explained on one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, and going on safar to West Indies, he made every arrangement to see that I must be on time for namaz in the masjid, what takbir-e-ula. But safar is qit'atun minan nar, is a portion of Jahannam. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, make safar only for necessity, unnecessary. Today we're traveling for entertainment, Allah save us all. So Hazrat, all the arrangements was made. But it happens at the custom, a slight delay. And when Hazrat reached the masjid, Jamaat started already. He got the first rakat. But after making salam, he took a deep sigh. Ah, pata nahi kitne saalo ke baad takbir-e-ula fort gayi. So we, myself, let me think, we miss namazas and we want, think we are the beloveds of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So myself, all of us, we beg Allah Ta'ala in this Mubarak Majlis. Ya Allah, let make us your true friends. And the true friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I must always be early in the Mubarak, honorable court of Allah, which we don't deserve in the least. But so anyway, Hazrat says, when you are conscious of this, and then you realize some moments will come, you're just sitting quiet, and you are so close to Allah Ta'ala, that people will think, Hazrat is just quiet, but what meditation, and what closeness they have got, we can't imagine. And Hazrat explained, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah used to say, if Allah give me that one sajda, that I feel the closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I'm prepared to give up that even if I'm the king of over the 250 countries of the world, I'm prepared to give all that up just for that one sajda. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to be in these Mubarak gatherings. For myself, first of all, it is only Allah Ta'ala's fazl, karam, rahmat, and beg Allah Ta'ala to grant us a full share of the true love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had, and Tabi'in, and our Mashaykh, we get it through them. So Hazrat says, Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zuba khamush rehte hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. That, in the spot of the love of Allah, when you realize I'm on my journey to reach Allah Ta'ala, Allah made me in alami arwa, now Allah Ta'ala send me of this part of the journey, that is in this life, to prove that now I'm going to give you a body. I'm going to give you all necessities that you need. Now what are you going to give preference to? To the love of Allah? Or are you going to give preference to your desires, your ego? And for that Allah didn't leave us alone. Allah said, beg from me all the time. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And we are the beggars in the court of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala showed us immediately. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim. Wala dhalin. That the path to get closer and closer to Allah is the path of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Then the Siddiqeen, the very true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shuhada, the martyrs, and the Saliheen, the righteous, pious servants. And Allah ta'ala commanded, Kunu ma'as-saliqeen. Just be what the true righteous, pious servants. In other words, in their public life, private life, they always worried, is Allah ta'ala happy with me? And we argue, we are not malaika, angels, we're going to make mistakes. But the moment they make mistakes, in other words, their mistakes as far as their ibadah is concerned, myself, that we be supposed to be the obedient slaves of Allah, but we get caught up in matters of dunya, and we even get late for namaz and we don't realize. Oh Allah, save us, that we make a firm intention, Ya Allah, I'm so weak, pull me away from sin. So when you realize that, just make tawbah, and Allah has kept it open. Allahumma inna kafoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna. So as I say, sometimes these conditions will come. It will be just so short. And fortunate is that person that grows up in that environment, his parents teaches him, and then he grows up in the right environment with the mashayikh, that Allah Ta'ala did. Then where have you got time for any type of sports or any type of worldly news, etc.? And in the month of Ramadan, Shaitan knows how to play his tricks on us. That in this month also, he'll bring all those the things in the world that will make us scared. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنُّ الْجِبَالِ. Shaitan's planning and plotting, it will make you like as if he can move mountains. But his planning is not even like a spider web. So we have to carry on doing what we have to do. Be obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, like when you leave your house empty for a month or so, and when you open the door, you see a whole lot of spider webs on the front door. You don't get scared. You take one spider, one feather duster, and you just wipe it off. So like that, people of Iman, if we carry on doing our work, and Allah Ta'ala has informed us through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all these conditions are going to come. We have to come to the lovers of Allah and see, is my Iman growing or not? Allah give me, all of us, the tawfiq and understanding, and strengthen our Iman. And this is the true love of Allah. Agar che rahi taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashi ke saadi ke gham ko sehta rehta hai. And although on this path to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this path of ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum, a sahabi says, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I love you, I want to be with you in Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you have to be prepared to go through difficulties, in other words, tests, and thus Allah ta'ala makes it. That you love in the company of the lovers of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives us that ability to make sabr. And that one word sabr, Allahu Akbar, a person who doesn't have Iman cannot understand. That one word sabr, a person's whole family can pass away. You tell him make sabr. They are already gone on their eternal abode. We are just going on the next flight. So we, a believer, don't get so overtaken. We are human beings, we have feelings, we'll even shed some tears. But you are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, although in the spot of the love of Allah, and this is what is called taqwa. Taqwa is in the love of Allah, we stay away from all those things that are even maybe permissible, that will end. It will be maybe outwardly good for some people, but for the lovers of Allah, that is our lower position. So they won't even sit in that gathering. So Allah ta'ala give us the reality of this. And Allah ta'ala made us ayyama ma'dudat, few days. And the days are gone already. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time is going to come, that the days are going to go, the time is going to go so fast, the same 24 hours. The whole month will be like 1 week. So this is the time we are living in. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we realize every moment of our life is very, very important. That sit in the right company and make a firm intention, myself, all of us, that Allah Ta'ala grant us this nur to penetrate our heart. And this is what is called the nur of Iman, the kayfiyat of ihsan, what is in the heart of the lovers of Allah. And when we see, as they tread more and the love of Allah becomes strong, all the time they worried, make dua, Allah Ta'ala keeps us with the Iman and take us with husne khatima, that is Allah's very high level of happiness. So Allah Ta'ala grant us all this reality. So Hazrat says, they go through this part of whatever conditions come upon them, whether it's outwardly some difficulty as far as their health is concerned, but they know whatever comes, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the stage what our Dada Sheikh explained. Hakimul Ummah Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi told Hazrat Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi, is there a stage higher than ikhlas? Hazrat said, Hazrat, we came at your feet to learn. We don't know. And Hazrat said, Raza bil qaza. That you're doing everything for the pleasure of Allah. But what Allah decrees, you should be happy with that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. But this is a very high stage. Hazrat says myself, when we hear, we want to become wali e kamil. But we are still in our infant stage. So carry on holding the climbing the ladder with the guidance of our ustad. Go through the maktab properly. All this we have to do. Then, when a person becomes matured, Hazrat Shah Hakim, so somebody asked Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Khaja Sahib, Hazrat Aziz Hassan Majzoob Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat, how will we know? I know that I'm spiritually matured now. So another example Hazrat gives, a girl just got married, and now she was expecting almost time for delivery. So she's telling her mother, or her mother-in-law, please, Ammi, when I'm going to give birth, then you must wake me up. She said, oh my baby, I don't have to wake me. I wake you up, you'll wake the whole mahalla up when that time comes. So like that, we see our sheikh and the mashayikh, when spiritually become matured, now Hazrat teaches us, you won't be wiping your nose with your kurta or whatever. You won't be worried of playing top and marbles. Now, you'll be worried of your hairstyle. In other words, and spiritually matured, your friends will change. Now you'll be early in the masjid. Now you'll want to be in Safa Ula. You'll want to make tilawat. And your friends are asking you now, why are we going for a camping trip? So you'll say, I got no time for that. So this is what Allah Ta'ala will give us. People like myself, who we taught that we can't stop looking at sports or stop looking or wearing clothes, even clothes of deen, but fashionable to look smart. But the men of Allah Ta'ala, they'll do such operation on our heart that we won't even realize. Automatically, we'll just want to be inclined. And this is what we have to be living in the company of Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and go through this journey and see how easy it is. And what then Hazrat explains, on the other hand, if you think I'm still young, where am I going to manage this? Sila ishke majazi ka, ye kaise hai, are toba. Kya aashik rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. Hazrat says, look at the end result, and this is an intelligent person. He looks, what is the end result? That look at this this infatuation, that you say you're madly in love with this girl, or love at first sight. Love is only for the pleasure of Allah, who is the creator of love. Allah is the embodiment of love. Allah Ta'ala is sarapa love. So love is, true love is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah doesn't need our love. Allah Ta'ala is open, so to say, open his arms for us that become my beloved. And to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, it's extremely difficult. To become a lover is very easy. Hazrat explains, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, even a old man can love a rose. A poor person, a person who doesn't have any good looks, like, so anybody can become a lover, but to be a beloved, you need qualities. Hazrat Shah Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, the Damat Barakatum, the honorable illustrious son of our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many times used to read this beautiful poem of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Wo gul gul nahi jisme bu nahi, wo dil dil nahi jisme tu nahi. And one of our friends, elderly person, we told him this poem. Every time he phones, he'll tell us, what a poem, it struck my heart. That what is that rose if it doesn't have a smell? That rose is not called a rose. Outwardly it will have petals, but it's got no fragrance in it. So what is that heart if it doesn't have you, O Allah? And that is why we learn in the ashar, in the zikr, Allah, dil mera ho jai ek medani hu. Here we'll come and realize that I thought I got the love of Allah, but my love is everywhere else. That I'm worried what's going to happen just now. And when you got the love of Allah, many of us, especially when we're young, we think, well, I make it for the program. The friends of Allah Ta'ala, wawfawwidhu amri ilallah. Not that you go last minute and expect to make it, but like Hazrat says, that Hazrat and our beloved Ustad, Hazrat teaches us, Hazrat Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, a person told him that, my daughter, I'm sending those days, in the apartheid days, I'm sending her to UK to go and study, so make dua that Allah Ta'ala keep her safe. Hafiz Sahib, as Hazrat explained, what a man, what a lover of Allah. And one, compared to Hazrat Shah Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat just looked down for a moment, and then he lifted his head and said, by you telling me that you're going to send your daughter in the rain, and not in the rain, in the flood waters, and I must make dua she don't get wet. So that is why we have to make our preparations on time. We know how long it's going to take us. And Allah Ta'ala save us. And Hazrat says, today we say there's dig holes. But when the roads were good, myself, did we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? We don't make shukr, and Allah send conditions according to our appreciation to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. So Hazrat says, the stupid infatuation, this illicit love affairs, you crying and pining for your beloved, and you thinking of her in your bed, and she's like an idol, she's not concerned, she's talking to somebody else. So how foolish can that be? You're like a madman. And Hazrat explained one example. The health minister went to one hospital, to now mad hospital, to see now the conditions of the patients and see. So one thing happened, Hazrat explained, first of all, when he went, now the doorkeeper, the guard was not there. The security gate was open. Normally they have a security gate. Nobody can go in and out. So the minister went in, and the security wasn't there. And when he went in, the gate closed. Now when you're inside, then the people that are still on treatment, whatever, they want to run out. So they tell us, the minister went, first of all, he saw the one ward, that there's a person who's moaning and groaning. Then, so he asked the doctor there, that what's wrong with this patient? He said, this patient wanted to get married to a certain woman, but she couldn't. He wanted to get married to Shabnam, and all the time, Shabnam. So he's grieved. He landed up in a mad hospital. So then he went to the next room, and he saw a person making a terrible sound. So he said, what's wrong with this person? He said, this is the one who got married to Shabnam. So he also got mad, and both of them. So we run after dunya, and when we realize we become the friends of Allah, Allah has chosen our partners already. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Allahu Akbar. Allah says you love a pure life, and even we make tawbah istighfar, then as Hazrat teaches us, one of Hazrat's friend who he learned the love of Allah here, one friend said, Hazrat, make dua, Allah make me a pious person that I can be a good husband. So Allah give me tawfiq. Then anyway, Hazrat explained, when the minister wanted to come out, then the doorkeeper said, he told the doorkeeper open. That he says, no, you can't go out from here. In this ward, nobody. He says, you know who am I? I'm the health minister. I came to do a checkup. He said, they all said this before you. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that you can be the health minister and you can be following the mad people, then they will regard us as that. But the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, any situation, they will first make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And we see, when we tell them that I got this problem, read Durud-e-Tun Jina 3 times, read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. And to us it doesn't make sense. But we read it and make dua, Allah give us reality. Then a person will see. Khatao ki agar aayi daaman mein par zara siyahi, to apne aasuo se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Now you realize, I just murdered some the dirt, in other words, I'm not really myself. We love in sun. So Allah save me that we don't realize. We are wearing a white kurta. Outwardly it looks white. But if a person is like a cook or something, one drop of oil, then he doesn't clean it in time, and it becomes totally oily. So he doesn't worry. You don't know whether it's a white kurta or whatever color. But a person of Iman, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one mistake, in other words, the disobedience of Allah, a black dot settles on the heart. The moment you make tawbah, immediately Allah Ta'ala wipes it out. And if you don't, you carry on in that same company, then you'll go more towards them. Till the heart becomes, kalla bal rana ala qulubi ma kanu yaksibun. Now you can tell him, but he can't understand. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us in the month of Ramadan. It is a month of Qur'ani Kareem. It is a month of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala to get taqwa. And this is open for every person. Allah grant us tawfiq. In these last few moments, we shouldn't slack. When you're coming, so to say, to the end of the race, you speed up even more. 1 minute you'll slack. You don't know which minute you fall off the train. Allah save me, all of us. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. that apne aansuo se isko dhota rehta hai, that beg and cry to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, forgive me. And your condition is only what Allah, astaghfirullah rabbi, min kulli zambi, wa tubu ilay. Tubu, make a firm pledge, Allah, I won't do it again. And in this company, we see our heart, we can feel the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah grant me, all of us. So Hazrat says, then remember, don't think that you are big sheikh of the time, whoever you are, till you don't reach your last moment, nobody can claim I'm the wali of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Gunegaro ki mat tahkir kar, e zaide nada, ki unke ah wazari par falak bhi rota hai. Then you realize, don't look down upon any person, that I was in the first serve, I made tahajjud. Look at this, those people. They don't even perform namaz. Hazrat says, don't regard any person, look down, and that is the height of pride. Allah save me. And worse than that also, I think I'm pious. That is also a terrible, more terrible disease, that I don't realize I got pride. So Allah save me, all of us. That Hazrat says, a person who is involved in the wrong, he'll always say that you people are pious. We are filthy, I'm dirty. So who will Allah Ta'ala take more? We'll think we are pious. And they regard themselves, and that is tawbah, that a person regards, I'm useless. And which minute he's going to cry and make tawbah, that person Allah Ta'ala loves. That even the malaika in the heavens, they envy such a person. So to say the heavens are crying, and that is what Allah Ta'ala pays special attention to such people. لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. That those true servants of Allah who are engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, they're getting closer to Allah. But a person, Allahu Akbar, who has lost and comes back, a slave who comes back to his master, Allahu Akbar, that master gets so happy, Allah says, I love when my banda makes tawbah. That, oh Allah, please forgive me. So you could be 90 years worshipping idol, but never look down upon any person. And Hazrat says, that is a zaide nada. You think that I'm making ibadat. I'm in the khanka for so many years. Allah save me. It's easy to say and is more easier to listen. But at least this reality penetrates my heart. And all that Hazrat says, where we get this reality from, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi and our Hazrat, their position we can't imagine. So this is their words. They fail, befaith the murshid kamil. So dard dil hua hasil. So dil par jalsa kurbat muhabbat hota rehta hai. That he says, only through the fadl and karam that our mashayikh allowed us to be in his company. This is Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi. To translate this word, it's not even worth my dirty, filthy tongue and heart. Hazrat says, it's only through the faith, that is the special favor of Allah, that my murshid kamil, who also loved what is Shaykh, and he became a perfect guide, guiding me all the time to Allah Ta'ala, that I thought I'm a closed person, but he guided me all the time, that now I realize I got the pain of the heart. Every moment is Allah Ta'ala happy with me. I am standing in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then he says, sometimes Allah gives me that closeness, that jalsa-i kurbat, that just for that moment, I get that close connection with Allah Ta'ala, and my tongue, everything is quiet. And that is why Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullahi, great wali of Allah, he says, if you don't benefit in my silent majlis, how are you going to benefit in my talking majlis? So Allah told us, just be, kunum as-sadiq, just be in that company, where Allah's rahmat is descending, and we be with an open heart, we'll see our hearts will tremor. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. And then finally Hazrat says, that what a pati jo ghairo par fida karta hai apna qalb wa ja akhtar. Bajurme be wafai hakse wo mahroom rehta hai. Now Hazrat is saying, and those are there, the men of Allah, that is their position. That those people, when Allah has given you a heart, the heart is for Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, wa ibadur Rahman. Ar-Rahman fasal bi khabira. Allah says, all are my servants, but the ibadur Rahman, the special servants of Allah, those who are ahle dil, when now, if they turn their attention or give their heart to anybody besides Allah, then, and your heart, when it's turned to anybody else, you'll see you're going in the wrong company. For just few moments you go in the wrong company, your whole mindset will change. You can be even a great alim, Allah save us all. Then Hazrat says, Bajurme be wafahi, that this is such a terrible crime. It is like treason on you trying to Allah, Aliyazubillah. Allah gave us this heart. Allah brought us in the company. Make us realize what is the heart for. This is the height of disloyalty. So then Allah Ta'ala deprives us. Allah save me, all of us. and Allah doesn't want to deprive any of His slave. That is why Allah has brought us here and help one another. Wa ta'awanu 'alal birri wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awanu 'alal ismi wal 'udwan. That at home also guide one another, that let us become the true slaves of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala granted us out of His sheer mercy and kindness.